Hi. This week the question is it wrong to argue over the Bible? Some people have a rule by which they live. They've decided there are two things which they will never discuss with anyone: religion and politics. And as hard as you may try, they refuse to be led into a discussion of either topic. The general belief of some people is that it's wrong and sinful to argue over the Bible. It's their feeling that God frowns upon anyone who would discuss and argue over what the Bible says. Is this true? Is it always sinful and wrong to argue about what the Bible says? Well, let's begin by observing this. If it's always wrong to argue over the Bible, then Jesus himself sinned, because he argued with others about what the Bible says, and the very first person that we have record of that he argued with was the devil. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 5, the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "It is written again, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" Notice here that the devil quoted scripture, and from that scripture he drew the wrong conclusion, or a false conclusion. Jesus argued with the devil about this passage. Jesus pointed out that the passage quoted by the devil did not mean what the devil was trying to make it say. Jesus then was arguing over the Bible. Again, if it's always wrong to argue over the Bible, then the apostles of Christ were wrong, because they continually argued with people about what the scriptures said. In Acts chapter 9, verse 29, the Bible says, "Paul spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists." In Acts chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible says Paul reasoned, one translation says Paul disputed, in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Now, from these passages and examples, we may certainly declare that it's not always wrong to argue over the scriptures. Many were the times when Jesus and his apostles and the prophets would argue with men about what the scriptures said. But sometimes it is wrong to argue over the Bible. The Bible lists at least three times when it is wrong to argue over the scriptures. Number one, it's wrong to argue over the Bible when the argument involves foolish and unlearned questions. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife." Now, if you go back and read the passages where Jesus and his apostles argued with men over the scriptures, you will find that they were arguing with them over matters that pertain to salvation. They did not involve themselves in arguments over trivial matters that were worthless. To give an example, how many times have men argued over when the Lord shall return? When all is said and done, what difference does it make when the Lord shall return? Is it not enough to say and simply know that he will return? Is it really that essential that we know when it shall be? And did not the Lord tell us plainly that no man knows the day nor the hour when he shall return? Matthew 24, verse 36. Why then spend our time arguing over when Jesus will come again? Why not live our lives as if every day were our last day, and then we would always be ready? When men begin to argue over when the Lord shall return, they're truly arguing over a foolish and unlearned question. And the Bible says we are to avoid these type of discussions. These type of discussions edify no one, and they only cause strife. Second, it's wrong to argue continuously with men who resist the truth. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, the Bible says, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." There are so many people in the world who have never heard the truth that it would become a waste of time to continually argue with someone who resists the truth. When someone proves themselves unworthy of truth, it's unprofitable to waste precious time on them any longer. It's time, rather, to go on and seek someone willing to listen to the truth. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. We should be cautious that we do not immediately write someone off as being unworthy to hear the truth. It's easy when someone challenges us to prove our doctrine for us just to ignore them and justify ourselves by saying, they're simply resisting the truth. No, we should only write someone off when they have proven beyond doubt that they are resistors of the truth. Well, this brings up my third point. Number three, it is wrong to argue the Bible with a heretic. Now, as old-fashioned as it may sound, the Bible does speak of heretics, men that are so divisive and obstinate that they must be withdrawn from. These men thrive on arguments, and they thrive on causing divisions and strife. Because of their divisive ways, the Lord instructed His church to withdraw fellowship from these sinful men, and in doing this, it would become wrong to argue the Bible with them. In Titus chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned." You see, these men have had plenty of opportunities to hear the truth and to obey the Lord. It's not as though they never had a chance. Instead, these men know the truth, and they love simply to argue and strive with men, often over foolish and unlearned questions. Well, before closing, let me say one word about some people who do not discuss the Scriptures. Some do not discuss the Scriptures because they're not doing what the Scriptures say, and they know that they're not living right. Others are in churches that are not worshiping God like the Bible says, and they know it. When you try to talk to these people, they use an excuse. They say, "I don't believe in arguing over the Bible." In reality, their problem is they're wrong, and they know they cannot defend their sinful practices, and they're using this for an excuse to not listen to the truth. Let's not use this as an excuse. Let's study the Bible with one another in hopes of helping one another see the will of God clearer. Why should we be afraid of studying the Word of God with those who disagree with us? If someone can show us from the Bible where we're doing something wrong, that person would surely be our friend. It would certainly be better to discover our errors during this life than to wait until the judgment day and discover our errors then, when it's too late to change. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. If you would like to speak with someone from the Church of Christ in person, you may call 405-567-0575. Again, that's 405-567-0575. Or you can leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call you back and assist you. We also invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there you can download the notes and the recorded message that you just listened to. Thanks for listening. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.